We are on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. These are the last four lines before the lines start broadening out. We had in the Mishnah Nifratza Balayla Oy Shepotzua Liste. Amar Rabbe. So Rabbe said that what it says Nifratza Balayla is Pater. It is speaking about that the behemoth dug underneath the kaisel, and that's how the kaisel broke. Let's see what Rashi says. Vohu shechosro. Hodis na nifrotza balayla poto kigoyin shechosro habehemoth vipila hakaisel. It dug underneath the kaisel, and that's how it flew over the kaisel. The onusu, so the bailam is an onus, who would ever expect that his behemoth, a behemoth is not normally, does not dig tunnels. So memela, so nifratza balayla is only potter if that is how the kaisel broke through the chatira of the tzayin. Avoloi chosra. So the Moshe said, let's get clear. Avoloi chosra. But what would be if it did not dig underneath the kaisel? Mai. So what is the din? Chayit. So the Moshe says, Echidam. Ilema bekaisel bori. If the Mishnah is speaking about a kaisel bori. Kiloi chosra. Afilu, it did not dig underneath the kaisel. Am I chayiv? So why is he chayiv? My havelo lemeva. What should the Balaam have done? That means he has a kaisel bori. Somehow it got nifrats boinis. So why dafke chosro? Afilu loy chosro. He shows you should be proto. What should he have done? He made a kaisel bori. Ella bekaisel ruwa. So we have to say that Rabbah learned the Mishnah is speaking about a kaisel ruwa. So what is pshat? So pshat is as follows. Pshat is a kaisel ruwa is a weak kaisel, but there's a potential that the kaisel might fall by itself. It's a kaisel ruwa. What happened? The kaisel did not fall by itself. The tzayin dug underneath the kaisel, and that was the sibah why the kaisel fell. In the lehavale lasukei adaita that the tzayin would dig underneath the kaisel. So that is why he's potter, because it's an onus. Frek the gemara amai potter. That means he was a poisheya for leaving the tzayin with a shmire of a kaisel ruah, which is not a shmire, which is olol lipel. So he was poisheya, and lemaise the kaisel fell to not to an egen of nefila. To a double onus klavle lasuki adaite. But it's sicher an oinus habo machmas apshia. I mean, that what it fell down was because it's a kaisel ruwa, so the chatira was mapulit. But it's an oinus, he did not have to think that the tzayin would do this. Frek the gemore, it's chilosai bepshia, vesoifai bainusu. If you say that you're potter, so it's very good. So we'll say the Mishnah is speaking about a kaisel ruwa. He was a peisheya for leaving it there with a kaisel ruwa. But lemaise, the pirtzos ha-kaisel came out to an oinus, to a dovod ha-havle lasuki adaita. So if you hold potter, it's very good. Ela leman di yomad chilosoi bepshiye v'seifei ba'ines chayev is ma'yik alameyma. So you can't say that, so then you start getting chayv. So then we're back where we started from. So also will not be a sibe a potroi, because chalos mipshiva saiva bainis is chayv. And So why dafke chosro? My ikala meima. So the Gemara answers, Elo mas nisen betoisel bori. Vachilu loy chosro. Einach anami. This memra of Rabbe was not said on this bova of the Mishnah. This bova of the Mishnah speaking about a koisel bori was nifritza. However it was nifritza. You don't need the tzich anoynes. That what Rabbi said, Chosro b'chiyitmer de Rabbi aseife itmer. Rabbi said a pirish in the seife. What does it say in the seife? Hinicho b'chamo, oishem b'soro l'chere shoyte b'kotten, v'yotzeso v'hiziko chaye. Now let's speak about hinicho b'chamo. So if you leave a behemah b'chame and the sun is beating on the behemah will try in all ways to get out of here. And let us speak about, we have a delas sheyachil alamik baruach metzuya. So the behemah will take care of this delas. It's very hot. So the behemah will go and break down the delas. That's pshat in the Mishnah. So l'chera, the Mishnah means that the behemah broke down the delas, and the Bailam is chayiv because he put the behemah in such a matzah that a delas sheyechela lamoid beruach metzuya will not be sufficient for this behemah that wants to get out. That's Poshet Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that Hinicha Bechama, so then Adelis Sheikhela Lamed Beruach Metsuya is not sufficient. It's Mele Hischayib. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe came and said, Vafilu Chosro. Rabbe said, I'll tell you, Amir de Kechidish. Afilu it didn't throw down the door. He went and dug underneath the kaisel. You have a kaisel bori. And now we don't have to say, speaking about that the kaisel fell down, because the whole reason that Rashi said before the kaisel fell down, because it says, nifritza balayla, so you see that the kaisel fell down. So there Rashi says the chatira made the kaisel fall down. But now, we're just talking about hinicha b'chama. The Mishnah b'chlal did not elaborate how the behemah got out. So now Rabbi is coming to tell us a chiddush. Rabbi is coming to tell us a chiddush that as long as he nicha bechamo, afilu the behemah went and dug underneath the koisel and went out, so he's also chayv. Loimi boy heichid de loichasra. If it didn't dig underneath the koisel, not push down the door, the kulup shiyo, so that's zikr up shiyo. It's in baking in the, it's basking in the sun, and then the zikr throw down the door. Alafilu chosro, alafilu didn't throw down the door. Nami. Mal de taima habilot chilosa bibshiyo vesoifoi bainez. And according to the man, the Yomar, that holds the loss of Bibshia, Visayfei, Ba'oin is your potter, I would think your potter. So according to that man, the Yomar, I would say Pshat in the Mishnah is Boy Chosra. But Chosra, would that be potter? Kamash Malon, the Kulop Shiyahi. So Rab is coming to tell us, Afilu, we hold, Chilose v'Bshiyah v'Soifah ba'inis potah. But if you leave a behemah b'chameh, it's going to do anything and everything to get out of there. And it could have an einfal to dig a tunnel underneath the wall also. My time, the Omalei, made the Yodata, the Kivin, the Shavkes, or Bechamo, since you left the Behemah under the sun, Kotatzteke, the Isla, the Mevet, of the Venafke. Every and any Tachbule that the Behemah could do, it's going to do. So Memele, so the Chiddush of Rabba Filo Chosro is coming to tell us a Chiddush, that a filu leman de yom atchilose bebshie v'soifoi bo'ines is potter. Chilose bebshie v'soifoi bo'ines is potter. But here he's a poisheya legabe chetire gufe. Because kol tatzdeke behem is all to do anything in order to get out of the sun. Let us see Rashi. Avaloi chosro elo me atzma noflo. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Yechai, chilosoi bebshiye eitzel nefile, the Ovid lemei. The Gemara says, if it's speaking about a koisel bori, then you don't need chosro. No, we're speaking about a koisel ruah. Chilosoi bebshiye eitzel nefile, the Ovid lemei. The Saifa Bainis the Lainof Lamaisa did not fall on its own accord, Ella Chosra. Hanichala and that is why Vafa Pikain you are Potter. So the Gemara says, and if you hope the loss of Shiva Saifa Bainis is Chayev, so what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about the Kaisa Ruwa. Anichalaman de Oma Pluktei Besef Hamakid Trei Lishni de Talmud Alibed Rav Yosef Ochisin El Masnisen Bekoisel Bori Vafilu Loichos. The Mishnah, that's this Bava, the Mishnah speaking about a Koisel Bori Vafilu Loichos. He is also Potter. No, Rabbi is going on the Sefer. Rabbi, is that what the Sefer says? Chayev, Rabbi is coming to tell us, Afilu Chosro. Anicha Bechame, Oma Rabba, Vafilu Chosro, Ubekaisel Bori. So the Chiddush is that you're Chayev. Tichlosai Bepshiye, Sheinicha Bechame, Upshiye hi Eitzel Psichas Adelos. If you leave it Bechama, so then Adelus, Yechelo Lamed Baruch Metsuye, is not a Shmira. The Mina Lakamei, Kol Tachbule Shechelo Lases Oisa Agar Tzaro. So the door, one can Zicha realize that it's going to throw down. V'Seifei Boines Shechosro. Tadzdeke Tachbule. So I would think you are butter. It's kamash malon kula pshiyi. The whole thing is one big pshiyi. Ma'u de teime havi lo chilosei bepshiyi v'soife ba'ines kamash malon de kula pshiyi. The whole thing is a pshiyi. Tzas koshe. The Havale Lameima, Mal de Teima, Kuloi Oines. The Gemara should have said, a better Akimte. The Chigoin Shenol Kolkach Yofe, Sheni Yechela Lotzeis, Elo Bachatira. That means the Gemara could have said a bigger Chiddush, not the Gemara should have said that he's a Peshel, a Gabi de Dor, and he's an Oines. The Gabi Chetire. Mark could have said a bigger Chiddush, that he had a good door there also. So I would think, a Fakel, that he's Mamish and Onus, not a Trilosi Bepshiya Eitzel the door. He's Mamish, he's not a Peshe whatsoever. Kamash Melon the Peshe Eitzel Chetire Shehinicho Bechamo. That is a Peshaya, because if a behemoth finds itself Bechame, so it will use the oifen of Chatire to get out of there. Oitziyu listim, listim chayot. We heard in the Mishnah that if listim took out the tzayin, so listim are chayiv to pay for the hezek. They have a very difficult gemara. So the gemara pshita, poshet, kivin da afkuha kaima lo birshusayu, since they took it out, it's in their reshus, l'chol mili. So what is the Mishnah telling us if listim took it out, that the chayiv, it's poshet. Let us see Tosfos. Pshita, kivin da'afkua kaima lo b'shusayu l'chol mili. Zog Tosfos, b'yitziyua l'goizla ayri masnise k'demuki lo b'yirishalmi. So first Tosfos says a hakdome. It is not speaking about, he took out the behemah, la'abed es ha'behemah, there's a goizla manas la'abed. The Rishalmi says our Mishnah is speaking about he took it a manas ligzel. So memele, so the one he took it to steal. So fashteitzer, so it's poshet that if it was mazik, he's responsible to pay. Ve'im taima fakteisves Amir de Kekashe, uminole de kaime bishusayu afilu lihishayev almashe himazekes. Fractoises, where did the Gemara see that afilu I'm a gazlan? Where did the Gemara see that a gazlan is responsible to foot the bill if the behemoth was mazik? The Mishnah is speaking about that the behemoth was mazik. Speaking about Nifritza Balayla, the Bailam is Potter. Hate you released him, the list of Machayom to pay for the Hezek. Factasis, a pertinent kasha. Uminole, how did the Gemara know the Kaime Bishusayu Atululis Chayim Amashi Mezekis? The Ahochi Koi, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Diktoni, the Yotzos, the Hiziko. It's going on at the beginning. Kind of saying Ladir, the Yotzos Vizika. So the whole mission is going on the Yotzos Vizika. The lack of the name, so Taisa says maybe one will say as follows. The Chihecha, the Mosra L'Shem Machinam, Mahashoyel, Nichnesu Tachas Bailam. Maybe the Gemara held just like if a Baal HaBehemah gives over a Behemah to a Shema. So it says in the Mishnah that Nichnesu Tachas HaBailam, Hu Adin Gazlan. So what's the Chilik? If Mosra L'Shema, Mosra L'Gazlan, not Mosra L'Gazlan, the Gazlan took it. So the Gemara held there's no difference between a Gazlan and a Shema. So Taisu says, who, what makes you think that there's no difference? The Dilma Shaima, who the Machayev? A Shaima Take, Mitzad Dinei Shmire. That's a Chalik of the Shmire. He's Machayev to watch, it shouldn't be Genizik. And he's also responsible, since he has a Mazik, and he became a Shaima on this Mazik, he has to watch it shouldn't be Mazik. That's Kolul in Chiyuve Shaimre. Avol Gazlan, a Gazlan is not a Shomer. A Gazlan loy, a Gazlan is not responsible. So someone will start saying, what? A Shomer, Chayte Niska, a Shomer, a Shomer has the behemah, he's mechuyev to watch that it shouldn't be mazik. A Gazlan has the behemah, it's not my responsibility. So Tosfos says, the Matzinu Dvorim Shashem Chayev Agazlan Potter. Don't tell me that Agazlan Zicha has to have all Chiyuve Shemrim on himself. There's no such thing. Sherei Bekochisha Beheime Hakrosha Dahodo. So Tosfos says, I'll prove it to you.
Let's say the behemoth got weak. There's a weakness in the behemoth. It's not a weakness that will have to stay. It can get better. But now it's weak. Ubeperes shehikibu miktosim. Or another case. You have peres, and part of the peres, I think miktosim means a chelik of the peri. It means each peri has, the a chelik of each peri became nirkav. That means you have an apple, and the apple is pretty good, but the chelik of the, there's a chelik of the apple, a tenth of the apple became rot. So, muchach ba goizel kamen, a goizel kamo, the gazel neymer lo erei shaloch lefonecha. If a gazel stole apples, and the apples were by him for 10 weeks, and a tenth of each apple became rotten. So after the 10 weeks, he goes over to the Bailam, he says, Arei shaloch lefanecha, here's back your apples, and he muchen them ezum lakai mitzvah sveishav esagzela shagozal l'shem yichud. He goes, gives it back to him, finished, he was mekayim the mitzvah ve'eishav esagzel, he doesn't owe him a penny. Because it's not a shinui. Yekivu miktosam is not a shinui. Because it's not called a shinui. If it would be a shinui, he says, Veishav esagzela shagozal, you have to return the gzela. It should be in the same matziv that it was when you stole it. Kasha gozal. So if the whole thing is a rotten apple, so you stole a healthy apple and you're giving back a rotten apple, so mamel, that's called a shinui. But if you're giving back a miktsas, a chelik is rotten, that is not called a shinui. So there's enough in the Gemara. He says, Arei shaloch lefanecha, and he's potter. Afilu bipshiye. Afilu, the reason it became rotten was bipshiyosoi. Why? Deloy kibol olav shmire. Yelileska shayla, why didn't you put it in the refrigerator? I said, I'm gonna watch it. I wasn't mekabel shmire. So mele, I wasn't mechuyiv to watch it, so I'm giving you back the apple. And as long as it's not a shinoi, I come with a yehet of a reishaloch lefanecha. Avo shayma, abar shayma kivin. So Tosfos didn't have a gemara on this, but Tosfos says as follows. By a shayma kivin shemischayiv bekocha shadaloy hodor. Let's speak about a shayma had a behime, and there was a kash daloy hodor. Or be kivu kulam. Or let's say he became a shayma on apples, and the whole apple became rotten. So the din is, im nasu bepshiye, he's chayev. That's klo. He's a shamer. I gave you a behemoth. I gave you peiris. You should have made sure they shouldn't get rotten, that the behemoth shouldn't become nikrash. So that's a davar poshut. That's mutal olav mitzad chiyev shmirosoi. Kemoi kein, so Tosfos says, so, for that reason, is chayev bekochesh adahodro. He should be chayev bekochesh adahodro, ubirkivu miktosam. So just like when the whole apple is rotten, he's mechuyev to pay. Why is he mechuyev to pay? Not for the same reason that Gazlan is mechuyev to pay. Gazlan is mechuyev to pay because he can't say reishaloch lefanecha. He's kaine b'shinui. Ashaima is mechuyev to pay. There's no kinyan shinui by Ashaima. Ashaima is mechuyev to pay because you're responsible for the hezek. If hirkivu kulo. So memela, if the chiyev to pay is because al shaima you were responsible to watch it that it shouldn't get rotten. So memela, if that's the cheshbon, there's no difference between hirkivu Kulam and kivu miktsosam. Kivin the kibul olav shmire, the lama lo yisrayev bozeh kemoi bezeh. She'ein ha-shoimer koine b'shinui, That by Hirkivu Kulam, that the Shomer is to pay, it's not because he was coined, there's no Kinyan Shinui by a Shomer. Sarkochoch by Hirkivu Kulam, the Shomer is chayiv, because that's Michiyuve Shmire. If it's Michiyuve Shmire, there's no reason to differentiate between Hirkivu Kula, Hirkivu Mikzosre. Ba'afilu Shoyel, a Shoyel is also not coined by Shinui. The Kaimalon, the Afle Shoyel Shomin, Kidarav Kahane, Veravasi. The Gemara says before, the din is that by a Gazlan, let's say a Gazlan, steals a Keli, and the Keli breaks into 20 pieces, so that's called a Shinui. Stole a Keli, now it's 20 pieces, even though the 20 pieces could be half some value. He can't say, Arei Shaloch Lefonecha, and Shildik, that's yours, not mine. You were kind of a Shini, this is yours. Now you have to go and pay me, you have to pay me for the Keli you stole. That halacha is built on Kinyan Shini, because a Gazlan is kind of a Shini. Shoyel will have the same thing. He borrowed a Keli and the Keli broke into 20 pieces. So then he's Mechuyev to pay. But he says, let's first deduct from what I'm Mechuyev. Let's figure out how much these 20 pieces are worth. So first I'll give you the 20 pieces and then whatever's left, I'll pay you. So even a Shoyel, who's Chayev Ba'onsin like a Gazlan, is not going to be Shinui. The Kaimlon, the Af L'Shoyel Shomin, that means you shots off the pieces, or you gave him a behemoth and it died, you shots off the Nevela, Kidrav Kana B'Ravasi. So Memele, so Toysus Tavall has a kasha. Toysus, our Gemara said that if Listim took out a behemoth to steal and it was Mazik, Pshita them Mechuyev to pay, why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? And Taisvis is trying to wonder, why is he Mechuyev to pay? The Moses says Pshita, Taisvis doesn't know, Mechiteshish Mechuyev to pay. The old Mekir that not a Bailim is Mechuyev to pay is by a Shemer. Good, that's, the Dine Shemer is Mechayev to watch it, just like the Dine Shemer is Mechayev to watch it, that it shouldn't get genizik, the Dine Shemer is Mechayev to watch it, that it shouldn't mazik. That's Michiyuve Shmire. But a Gazlan, just like he's not Mechuyev to see, it shouldn't be get genizik bibshiyosoy. So a Gazlan is also not Mechuyev to pay if it was mazik someone else. Ve'ein loima, the mischayvi lefi she'einom yecholim lekayim bo mitzvahs hashove the mishtalim migufoy. Now this, here we have to elaborate a little before we go further. Taisa says ve'ein loima, but let's just try to understand. Taisa had a problem. Taisa, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's poshit if the behemoth was mazik and they stole it, they're mechuyev to pay for the hezik. So Tai says, why is it poshit? So Tai says, I'll tell you a mirdekayfo. Speaking about it was a sher tam, and it was mazik with keren. So now what's the din? So the din is that the nizik will take half of the behemoth. Fine. Now, the nizik takes half of the behemoth, so now the gazlan can't say rei shaloch lefonecha on this half of the behemoth because it belongs to someone else already. It belongs to the nizik. And the gazlan is mechuyev to return the whole behemoth to him. He's only making a shov on half. On the other half, it already belongs to the nizik. It's no more the mazik, the bala behemah. So it's poshut. He has to pay for the other half. So Taisus made an iluyi she'einfal. He's not mechuyev to pay because he's mechuyev to see that the behemah shouldn't be mazik. Now the Gemara means a dreidel. If the behemah was mazik, in parentheses, We're speaking about a sheir tam, that's mishtalam migufoy. So if the behema was mazik, so now the nizik was kinda half of the behema. So memela, so it's poshet, the gazlan has to pay for half of the behema because he's not making gashav on half of the behema. It belongs to someone else. That was Taisvis Einfeld. And Taisvis says, just let's go a little further. Vein loima. The b'shem v'regel ayrimas nisim. The Mishnah is speaking about shem v'regel, not by keren. So this teretz, we can't say that's pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about shem v'regel. So this whole eluyah she'ainfal goes down the drain. About koponim, but Pesach had a tzad that would be if the Mishnah would have been speaking about keren tam, Pesach would have no problems whatsoever. Fragt Rabbi Kivege, he doesn't understand the cheshbon. He doesn't understand the cheshbon at all. He says, let's talk about keren tam. Let's forget about the teretz. But let the cheshbon what Taisvis is saying. He says, you have a behemoth that belonged to Reuven. This behemoth was stolen from Reuven. Now Reuven can't watch the behemoth. I mean, it's stolen from him. So there's no chiv on Reuven, they didn't watch his behemoth. Shimon stole it. So Tais says, well, Shimon isn't chayiv to watch the behemoth either. I mean, Tais says, Agazel's not chayiv to watch the behemoth, it shouldn't be massive. So you have over here a behemoth that the owner is potter to watch it. The Gazlan is also potter to watch it. In this behemoth was now Mazik Levi Shoyer. And Levi says, half of the behemoth belongs to me. Fetram Kivega, good morning. How are you kind of half the behemoth? Why does it belong to you? The whole chiyuv by Karen, it would be mafsid the bala behemoth. The whole chiyuv by Karen is, if there's a owner who's mechuyev to watch it and was negligent and didn't watch it, good, then they said in, Shoyer tam mishalem migufa. You don't go to mishal. But that's tafke. It's his fault. He's achroi. He should have watched it. Here, the nigzal is innocent. The ganav has no chiyuvim on him whatsoever. So how could Tosva say that the nizik takes half of the behemoth? That's Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege buys by a tzorach yimbol. They bring down Zarab Shimon and Simon Lamed Beis. They bring down others that say this teretz. We had mentioned once a Mirdike Svore. He said from Rab Chaim also the Svore that by all mazikin, let's say by shame v'regel, so pshat is, whatever the lomdus is, the owner is mechuyev to pay for what hezek his behema made. He's mechuyev to pay. He was pesher b'shmire, or since his mama was mazik, he's responsible to pay. Bekitza, an owner of a behema is responsible to pay for the hezekis that his behema made. But they want to say that a shoyer tam, that's mishtala megufoy, is a different parshin gans. A shoyer tam, that's mishtala megufoy, pshat is, the chiv is to the shoyer alone. That means, the mishtala megufoy means the nizik. I don't have no shaykhs with the owner. I go to the mazik alone. The shoyer is the mazik, and that's the chiddush of mishtala megufoy. Mishtala migufay means a shoyer tam, I have a tviya to the mazik, to the shoyer. Now, if the owner did everything possible, he made a shmire, so then he's part, then you can't go to the shoyer tam. The owner didn't make a shmirich. I mean, okay, he couldn't make a shmirich, but not he made a shmirich. I mean, he couldn't make a shmirich. It was stolen from him. So Rab Chaim says לזדין, אשר של הפקר ספוטר. אשר של הפקר ספוטר. מי זה בשר פעם וידע פיפור, אשר של הפקר ספוטר. Even though, in Lomdus we would say, בוסקי בונץ אשר של הפקר. Was Ayeva Tviya to the Guf Asher, Lizadin Sharish Veloy Sher Hefka. That's Exeris HaKos of the Kiptu. So he says, but here, it's not called Asher Shal Hefka. It has a Bailim. So Mamele, here there'd be a Schus to be Goyve from the Guf Asher. That's what they want to say, or others want to say a little different, that if the chiyuv is on the guf asher, so that taisvus was nochis, a gazlon is considered a bailam on the guf asher. And in order to be a bailam, to be mechuyiv to pay, so that taisvus is not a bailam, that's mechuyiv to pay. But to make it oish sher shel hefker, Yizich has a shame by them, and memele there should be din tashlum in migufay. Al kaponim, that's what they want to say pshat, in what Taisus was mitzadet to say. I mean, Taisus says this chiddush that a share that was stolen, it's mishalim migufay, and the nizik can take the chatzin nizik. But Taisus says it's not a good teretz. Since our Mishnah is speaking about Shem Veregel, V'yeshkan Ashova Malyus, so by Shem Veregel, so this Teretz doesn't apply. The Nizik has no schusim whatsoever in the Behemoth. Shemachzir Anoiso Labailam. So again, we're back where we started from. Why did the Gemara assume for Adova Poshet that the gazlan kivin davkua kaimelo b'shusayu l'chol mili, so it's poshet, the Mishnah does not have to tell us, it's yu alistim listim chayov. V'yesh loima, so now Tosfos says two terutzim. The svarehu, the gazlan nichnas tachas abaylam. The gazlan takes over the obligations of the Bailam. The Kivan Shahoitzi Mirshus Bailam Shahoyu Chayovim Bishmilosa. That means before they stole it, he had a Mazik, which the Bailam were Mechuyev to watch it. You stole it from the Bailam, Vena Bailam Yechoylim Lishomo, but now you stole it from them. Lefisha nixzula mehem, yeshala gazlan leshomro, the leinyan nizikin ikru bailim kol mishe biyodoi leshomro. That means since it's biyodoi leshomro, and the God, I saw Minchas Yehudi wants to be moisef one nekud over here, he wants to say, Tosfos started off by saying that the Mishnah is speaking about Beitziyua Legoizlo Ayri. It's speaking about he stole it, he wants to keep it for himself. Not that he stole it La'abdo. He wants to keep it for himself. So Minchas Yehudi says pshat like this. The lomdus of Tosfos is, there's a mazik that had a bailam that was mechuyev to watch it. Now, you took it away from this bailam, you won't let the bailam watch it. I want it for myself. So the behemoth had a bailam that was muchan to watch it, was mechuyev to watch it. You took away the behemoth for the bailam, and you're not letting the bailam watch it because you want it for yourself. So then there's a svarah that you're obligated to watch and you're mechuyev to pay. That's a svarah. So it goes with a pesak kugel. The Kiv and Shoitzi Milshus Bailam. Show you Chayov Bishma, the Bailam or Chayiv to watch it. And because of you, Ena Bayim Michailam Lisham, or Fishanigzlam, and because of you, they can't watch it. And the Psi Moisev, you're not letting them watch it either. You want it for yourself. So therefore, יש על הגזל לשומרו, דוליני נזיקם, יקרו ביילם, יורדי ביילם, כל מי שביודו לשומרו. ולידומי לטופסי נזיק לרבי קיבי, ואפילו שם הכינם עיני על חלק חברוי, תשוטף עיני מסכבן להחזיק רק בשלוי, עיני בו לא הייצי חלק חברוי מרשוסוי כמוי גזלן, סטייס וסט. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara says before as follows. The Gemara says that... Let's make a scenario. We have here Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven Shoyer was Mazik Shimon Shoyer. Fine. So Mamela, let's say for practical purposes, so now the Chatzi Nezik is half of Reuven Shoyer. It's half of Reuven Shoyer. So now we have that half of the Shoyer belongs to Reuven, and half of the share belongs to Shimon. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Shimon chapped away the share. He wants to make sure he chapped away the share. Now the share is by Shimon. So the Gemara says, so now it was Mazik Levi share. Now it was Mazik Levi share. So the Gemara says, so Levi, since the share theoretically belongs to two shutvim, so now, Levi will get half of the behemah, will get a quarter from Shimon and a quarter from Reuven. As I state in the Gemara. So Tosfos has a problem. I just said a yesod. If you take away something from a bailim, and it's in your issues, you're responsible. So why does the Gemara say that Reuven loses half of his bailus? Reuven has half of the bailus. Shimon has half of the bailus. No, Shimon loses half of his bailus for Shteitzach because it wasn't his reshus, and half of the bailus is, and he should have watched it, he didn't watch it. So half of Shimon's chalik goes to Levi. But why does half of Reuven's chalik go to Levi? It wasn't in Reuven's reshus. Shimon chapped it away from him. And I just said, now I yesod, that if a gazlan chaps away from a bailim, so now it's in your issues, you're responsible for the hezik of the chelik bailim. And there it says that no, Reuven loses, Shimon loses. So how does this stem? Leidomi letov say nizik, Rabbi Kiva, that holds yuchlat asher, that filoshay mechinam einay al chelik chaveiray. And the din is that Reuven will, that Chatzi Nezik will take it away from Reuven's chelik also. So Taisa says, the shutif eine miskaven lahachzik rak bishaloi. When Shimon chapped the share, he didn't want to take away anything from Reuven, chas v'sholem. He wanted to make sure that his chelik is by him. But Reuven's chelik, that's yours. I don't want to take your chelik. You want to come and watch it? Bechol HaKovet. Come and watch it. I just want to make sure that my chelik remains by me. But you want to watch your chelik? Bechol HaKovet. V'nibo lo hoitzi chelik chaveire mershusoi kamei gazlom. So over there, Takis, even though he chapped it away from him, but since his chapping is not, there's no intent whatsoever to take away from Reuven, so Reuven is still responsible for his chelik. Mashen kein a gazlan, that he wants to chap away from the nigs, wants everything for himself, and he doesn't want yenet to come, forget it, says, I want it for myself. So then, that is a svore that he's responsible to pay. For oit, now Taisa says Anu Mahalach completely. Kiven the Gazlon Kamale Bushusei Gamble Indian Unsen. We have to know a Gazlon has Kinyonig Zela. A Gazlon has certain, it's called Bushusei Linyan Unsen. He's responsible if an anus happens to it. So he's responsible for it. יש לחושבוי ביילם יויסר משוטף. So ממילא, Soltaisvis is saying as follows, that a gazlan, since he has kinyone onsim and the dova hanigzol, so the kinyone onsim give him a din bailem that he's chayiv to pay for the hezek that the beimer will make. He has kinyonim in it. So my male, it's no kasha from a shutev. Not the chiyuv is because it's by him. Taisus in the first malach learned, the reason is because it's by you, and you don't let me watch it, so you have to pay for the hezek. That's the sport. The second teretz of Taisus is saying that he has, he it's komalei b'shusel in yononsen. That means, he's chayev b'onsim, so that alone is considered a bailus. Is yesh lechoshvei bailim yesem yishutiv. He's called, he's chayev b'onsim on the whole behemoth. So he's considered a bailim. So that's why he's chayev to pay if the shayel was mazik b'shem b'regel. V'ochi mashmel lishne. He says, really, Tais is saying that a very interesting translation in the Gemara. Given daf kua, kaima la bushusayu lechol mili, which means, lishne, the kama bushusayu lechol mili, the mashu bushusa lechol mili, yesh loy lahoyil kam. That means the Gemara is saying that the gazon has kinyonim in the Dova Nigzol. It's komalei b'shusel in yononsim. I mean, there's other things also. It's kaina b'shinoi. A gazlan has, the mother really says, a gazlan has a lot of kinyonim in the Dova Nigzol. It's kaina b'shinoi. The din is, it's very interesting. You know, if a gazlan steals something, and he works with it for 10 weeks, then after 10 weeks he finished all his work, he returns it again, he's mekayim his mitzvah ve'eshivas hagzeila shegozal and finished, and the Bailam says, you know, you were using my behemoth for 10 weeks, pay my shenenis. The din is the gazan doesn't have to pay my shenenis. That's also from the Dikyonik Zeile, that a gazlan does not have to pay for the usage of the Dovah Nigzel. A gazlan has certain kinyonim in the Dovah Nigzel. So Memele, so the Gemara is saying, so that, look, that's how Tosfos really is saying, Psham the Gemara. Kiven dafkua, they stole it. It's kaimelo bishusayu lechol mili. For many things, it's Bershus HaGazlan. Soi Bazoi. So it's Poshet. He's called a Bala Behemah. It's called his Behemah. If it's his for so many things, it's considered his Behemah. That's what Taisvis wants to say in the second Teretz. So the Vail, we have to Akashe. So the Gemara asked, this Halacha is too Poshet for the Mishnah to tell us. Al Koponim, we have over here, the Gemara did not understand that it's you, listim chayovim. The Gemara did not understand, what is the Mishnah telling us? It's Poshet. Lo itzriche de komu lo ba'apo. The Mishnah is not speaking about they took out the behemah when they wanted to steal it. They didn't touch it. They didn't touch the behemoth. How is it Heitziyu alistim? The kamala ba'apo. What does Rashi say? Shaloi moshchuha. They weren't moshich. Like this, you come a gazlan with mashicha. They weren't moshich. Ela omdu befonea lechol tzad. Shleiteilech ona v'ona. They surrounded this behemoth. And the behemoth got the message where to go. That means they surrounded the behemoth where they didn't want the behemoth to go, and there was one empty space where the behemoth could go, and they were following the behemoth till it came to a comma, and then it came to a comma of tvue, but they didn't touch the behemoth, didn't touch it. And then the behemoth sees the comma, and it feasts on the comma, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is the chayiv. But they're not kaslonim. They run kasrashom. They didn't steal. They have a clean record. No point on, they never stole. But the chayiv to pay for the tvua als mazik, not als gazl. Now, the komola ba'apa, shloi mashchua, alom da b'fnei lechol tzad, shloi tel lechon nabona, elo lekomo lechel, so let's see a little further, ki hod omarab, omarab, masno marab, hamamid behemas chaveiroi, al komas chaveiroi chayiv. If a person will be mamid, behemas chaveiroi, al komas chaveiroi, I take Reuven's behemah, and I lead it to Shimon's koma. Yeah. So I'm chayiv. Levi is chayiv. I took Reuven's behemah and I led it to Shimon's koma. So Levi is chayiv. Frek the Gemara mamit pshite. Baita, that's also poshet. That's poshet. I took Reuven's behemah to Shimon's koma. Atzicha poshet. Loitzriche de kom lo ba'apa. No, the chiddush of Rav Tamchan is they didn't touch it. They just convinced the behemah, they directed the behemah how to go, and the behemah followed the direction, so it went to the kome, and then the behemah was in front of the kome, so then mechuyev to pay alts mazik. We'll see what the lomdus of mamad is, which is a big parsha, but al kaponim they're mechuyev alts mazik. That's shot in the Mishnah. So let's just understand the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha, Itziyu Alistim, the Gemara understood, they took it out to steal. That's what Yerushalmi says. Took it out to steal. So they're chayiv to pay for the Zekas. Frak the Gemara, pshite, that's poshet. Look in Taisus, you'll see all the law, but it's poshet. It's poshet. You steal something. Yizich Echayev to pay for the Zekas. So the Gemara answers, they didn't steal it. They did not steal it. They didn't touch it. They didn't make a Meshicha. They just were mamid the behema al-komas chaveiroi. And there's a chiddush of Rav Tamchum that you're chayev to pay al-tzmazik. We'll see close what came about. But you're chayev to, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So it's telling us a big chiddush that, we'll see that there's a chiddush of mamet. Fragt Rabbi Keveger. So why do you say it's your listen? He's saying such a beautiful shtikta. If they stole it, it's poshet they pay. So the Gemara says they didn't steal it. They just made that the baim should eat it. The chayav al tzmazik. Fine. So why do you give them a title of listen? That's Rabbi Keveger's kasha. That's a kasha. Rabbi Keveger says that the chiddush is, even though they wanted to steal it, but since they didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan, so als listim for wanting to steal it, they're not chayiv als listim, they're only chayiv als mamet. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But the chayiv als mazik, not als Gazlan.